Electric vehicles have real environmental benefits compared to gas cars. In fact, they're getting greener. But public belief in that fact is going down. Here's NPR's Camila Domonoske.
There's a kind of uncertainty about EVs that I hear a lot.
How environmentally friendly are electric vehicles?
I don't think this is such a good environmental thing.
Is the lithium even better for the environment?
The parts for these electric vehicles, is that going to make the environment worse?
Are EVs really better than gas cars, even when you factor in mining and fossil fuel power plants and recycling batteries? Researchers say yes.
No technology is perfect, but the electric vehicles are going to offer a significant benefit as compared to the internal combustion engine vehicles.
That's Jessica Trancic of MIT. Earlier this year, she told NPR, these are great questions, which have been exhaustively answered. EVs are dirtier than walking or biking, but compared to gas cars, they have a clear benefit. And yet, over the past 2 years, the number of car-buying Americans who believe EVs have any environmental benefit over gas cars has gone down by 5 percentage points. That data comes from Graham Gordon with Ipsos.
We do see that there is kind of a divisive opinion about it.
Divisive is a good word. EVs are highly politicized right now, and bad information keeps circulating.
I just saw this thing that said that the environmental impact of electric cars is actually worse overall than the environmental
This is Joe Rogan, who drives a Tesla, by the way, on his influential podcast.
Is that true? Because that sounds crazy.
Rogan's instincts were right. It's not true. He'd read a misleading headline based on research by Nick Molden. Molden says lots of media outlets distorted his work on tire particulates, one kind of emissions, to make it seem like greenhouse gas emissions are much higher from EVs.
Which is completely untrue.
In this case, the idea that EVs are worse for the planet only makes sense if you ignore the existence of climate change. Molden says the benefits of EVs are clear, but there are trade-offs.
Those people misusing it don't bring out that tension. They conflate and blur and obfuscate and play fast and loose with the definitions, and that's completely wrong.
EVs do create tire emissions. Lots of electricity does come from fossil fuels. Batteries require mining. Analysts say these are good arguments for smaller cars, cleaner grids, more transit. What they are not is an environmental case for gas cars, because EVs are still cleaner than gas. I was curious whether these growing doubts are hurting EV sales. But the data from Ipsos shows the number of people thinking of buying EVs is holding steady, and those people still believe they're green. It's people who don't want EVs anyway who are getting more skeptical. That makes perfect sense to Austin Campen, who lives in Missouri, where he says lots of people think an EV is just not for them.
If we hear something like, actually, it's not even good for the environment, we're more likely to kind of latch onto that because that makes us feel better about that decision.
The decision they'd already made to stick with gas. Meanwhile, Campen has decided EVs probably are good for the planet, but he's not in the market for one. Sticker price and having a place to charge are such big roadblocks.
It wouldn't really matter to us if it was green or not because it seems kind of out of reach for us.
Cost and convenience matter to everyone. And the auto industry has always known that selling EVs to more people requires making a practical case for them, not just relying on a green reputation. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.